niggas all that shit in high school. But high school, that's where all the hoeing shit started. You know what I'm talking about. That's where everybody was getting pussy and dick, and that's all the shit started. And you could tell when the bitches was getting dick too. Cause the year before they was looking, ninth grade, all their titties looked like fucking empty 25-cent bag of chips from the corner store and shit. Next year the shit's coming out looking like a cassava melon and shit. You tell these bitches is getting dick, and they know it too. And the niggas, you know what I'm saying? When niggas start getting pussy, not like they body change and shit, your dick might grow a little bit, but no one can really tell. Back then, we was all wearing Rockaway jeans and shit, so no one could really fucking tell. You know what I'm saying? But a whole nigga swag change and shit. A nigga dick feel like it's big and shit. You know what I'm saying? You start walking like this and shit, like. And shit like that. And nothing could faze a nigga because a nigga know he getting pussy and shit. You could be like, yo, son. You know that nigga that was right there that be doing acid and shit, the white boy? That nigga shut the fucking school up, son. You like, word? He shut the school up? He got homework? The fuck, nigga, everybody dead? Hey, man, it's gonna be okay. I'm getting pussy, bruh. You can't tell a nigga shit. I'm telling you, yo, it's the best nigga ever. And the niggas that's not getting pussy? Oh, my God. It's 8 o'clock? Why the fuck you at school at 6 o'clock? I have to do my SATs, my practice test. I can't fuck with these hoes. I'm too regulated right now. Things are not percolating the way they should be. A nigga that, it be fucking snow outside. A nigga trying to play basketball mad hard and shit. Clapping, dunking from the free throw line. You better say, where that nigga cousin went? That nigga getting pussy, dog. I'm about to be out with that nigga too. Holla. It's true shit too. And I remember, cause I remember my first fucking girlfriend. Y'all know the bitch, the fat chick and shit, the Asian chick. I don't know what's her name. Yeah, nigga, y'all know that bitch. Anyway, yo. Anyway, I remember we used to be on the phone and shit, but I didn't have cell phones, so I had a house phone and shit. You gotta make sure you on the house phone, cause you know your mother probably gonna find, who the fuck you on the fucking house phone talking to and shit all fucking night? So I had to make up the milk and the cornflake code. The cornflake code, y'all know about that shit, but it used to be like this. She'd be like this, baby, when you go milk my cornflakes? Like, well, you want me to milk your cornflake, baby? And you want me to milk your cornflake, baby? And you want me to milk your cornflake, baby? Yeah. We used to cut to school and shit, be fucking all day. The fucking phone ring. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Like this, phone ring. Hello? Hello, did you know that your son Tristan Lawrence was not at school today? I was like, what? Excuse me, he wasn't? What the fuck? Yeah, he wasn't at school today.
I'm gonna have to talk to that boy. You know I'm Latrell Sprewell, I'll choke a bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Then my sister came, she's like, what the fuck was Shelly doing in my house? I'm like, we was making cereal. They be like, cereal, can I get some? No, bitch. And everything like that, they say. But the thing is, I was 15, I felt like I was in love with this bitch, man. I'm 15, I wanted to fucking give up babies, move to the Vandermeer Projects and Flatbush, and start fucking lying some shit, my nigga. Yeah, nigga. And then 2 weeks later, I'm like this, I can't fucking stand this bitch. She's fucking everywhere, calling me, where the fuck you at? Bitch, I'm mad where the fuck I'm at and shit. Don't fucking be on my back and shit. And talking shit or whatever. And you know when you start getting problems, you have your best friend telling you advice, you're like,
on the real though, my nigga, I saw you fuck with bitches like that, son. It's straight money over bitches over here, nigga.
And I'm like, and it's usually the nigga with no girlfriend and no job. What the fuck you give me advice for? You know what I'm saying? We used to argue about shit all the time and shit. She'd be like, you don't treat me the way you used to. I'd be like this, bitch, you don't suck my dick from the back like you used to. And she's like, motherfucker, who the fuck you talking to? How much have your mother suck your motherfucking dick from the back and shit? I'm like, you know what? I understand. You know what he's saying? You're a dumb bitch anyway. Anyway, and the crazy thing is, even though because these girls, they trifling and shit. They are. Because they'd rather have a going out nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know what a bitch told me? They want a nigga to treat them fucking bad. You know what? Because I know he cares. Because, you know what I'm saying? When I shack, you know what I'm saying, steals my purse, ties me to the wall, fucks me my ass, I know he loves me. It's like ecstasy. But let a nigga that's getting his life and shit together try to holler and shit. Oh my, hey baby, listen girl, listen, I'm doing big things right now. I just graduated top of my class at the University of Smart Niggas. You know what I'm saying? And the circumference of your body's over the rest of shit. A bitch come out of nowhere. Nigga, what the fuck you think you are, Maxwell? You talking about you wanna come on my chest? What the fuck is wrong with you, nigga? Anyway, I want to thank all y'all niggas for coming and shit. Hey, my nigga, fuck Tyler Perry!
Listen, that's okay. But I'm just saying, though, you know what I mean? I ain't never, like, made one of those my motherfucking partner like that. You know what I mean? If I fucked a bitch and it was like that, then I just fucked her and that was that. She could have been a hoe. She could have been whatever, whatever. But I'm just saying, for a lady, a woman that's supposed to have respect and not just let anybody slide in, into her temple like that. You know what I mean? And even if she, and it's even worse, even if she got kids, a daughter, really. But you not, I don't think a female is supposed to be taken home. I mean, you could do what you want to do, but I don't think that it's her nature, really, for someone who has respect for themselves to take a different face home every fucking month. 12 motherfuckers, you fuck. If you
That's more than the whole Wu-Tang.
Let me tell you, of course. Yeah. One fucking year?
The whole
Come on, yo. This shit is ridiculous, though.